With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments. Get started at chime.com/build. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A., members FDIC. Results may vary. See chime.com for details. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
All right, back with another episode of the podcast as we welcome in producer Sarah. Hi, Sarah.
Hi. Hello.
Welcome in, friend.
Why, thank you.
You're never really typically on our podcast.
Nah.
But I'm thinking this is a good one for you to be on because we're talking about dating, ladies.
Okay.
Oh,
now,
love dating.
When you're dating somebody, whose approval are you looking for when it comes to figuring out whether or not they're a good match?
My own.
Okay.
Well, that's good.
How about you, Allie? She has a list of the people in her Google Docs.
Yeah, I mean, listen, yes, it's got to start with you, right? But then if, like, your family doesn't get along with them or something, it does kind of make it a little tense. Like, okay, I'm going out with someone right now, right? Mm-hmm. We're not official yet, but a big step is hanging out with my siblings, which we're doing in 2 weeks.
Okay.
Because I need to see how they feel about him for me to be like, all right, I'm comfortable.
Sarah, if you had to ask for approval from somebody, who would it be?
See, I don't have any siblings. I'm a lonely child. It's only like me and my mom. My mom.
Did you say only child or lonely child?
No, lonely child.
Lonely child. She's lonely.
And only.
Yeah.
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 Okay, so it'd be your mom?
Yeah. You know, she's always like, oh, if you're happy, I'm happy. Like, obviously, she wants to approve of the person, but she's always like, oh, it's up to you.
Okay.
She's always looking out for me, though.
So 92% of people say if they were to ask for approval from anyone, it would be their mother.
Mm-hmm.
A new poll, though, has found most single people would keep dating somebody even if their friends or family disapproved.
Done it.
Yeah. 57% would even end a friendship if their person didn't like their partner. If the person didn't like their partner. You mean like you're like Allie, like you'd end our friendship if I didn't like the guy you were currently dating.
Which
like,
is so stupid.
57% of people would destroy a friendship.
Listen, you can't do that. Like you gotta think about the friends who've always been there versus the one person. Like I always think like, listen, I don't know if this guy's gonna be at my wedding, but I know all my friends will be.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He might not be the guy, but all my friends will be there partying with me.
Mm-hmm. See, my mom tells her disapproval of a person after I break up with him.
Mm.
I'm like, Mom, why didn't you just say that while we were together?
Yeah, that would could have saved me 6 months.
Right.
Yeah, bros before hoes and chicks before dicks or sisters before misters.
Well,
you know what I've noticed with those sayings, by the way?
Huh.
They're all heterosexual.
That's true.
You know?
So how do we change that?
How do we change? Like if you're a lesbian.
Sisters before sisters.
Yeah, sisters before sisters.
Sisters before sisters. Yeah.
Bros before bros. I don't know if it works.
Yeah, we got to find like a fun way of saying it because that just confuses me.
Guys, that's your homework for this upcoming weekend.
Okay.
Come up with one of those sayings, but for the homosexual crowd, if you
perfect.
Can.
Perfect.
For the LGBTQ plus community.
Okay, great.
If you can. Yeah, that new poll by dating.com found that most single people no longer need the approval of friends or family to continue dating somebody. 71% claim their friends' opinions have little to no impact on who they choose to date. So my question to you, Allie, because you're currently, and Sarah, too, because you're in a relationship, too. And I know Allie a little bit more than you. Would either my opinion or Allie's opinion, have we reached that level of our friendship yet where our opinions of who you're dating would matter to you or no?
No.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Allie, would my opinion of who you're dating matter to you?
So in the past,
I've been very, very good with judging who you've dated.
Yes, you have.
So far, I've been a 10 out of 10 when it comes to ranking.
But I dated someone that none of my friends liked, including you. And like, it just was very hard. Like, I didn't want to ever talk about it with you guys.
You told me this morning you still have this guy unblocked on Instagram.
No, well, listen, I didn't have it. It was unbothered. Like, I didn't even talk to him.
But he was liking my stuff. You blocked his phone number.
Yeah.
But you chose to not block him on Instagram. My question is why?
I don't know. I could block
What's
him right
the
now.
Thinking behind? Sarah, would you like to comment as to what the thinking might be there?
I don't know, but I wish you guys were in the studio right now to see how red Psych is getting. Just so worked up on this topic.
Because when you block somebody or you get them out of your life, it's all or nothing. You don't just do a little here and there.
Well,
you don't block their phone number but keep them open on Instagram. You clearly are trying to keep a door open.
No. To be honest, I'm done with this individual. I can go block him right now. The thing
is, do it right now. Let me say, watch.
All right, fine,
I want
to watch. Fine.
Is he blocked on Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat,
all
of the other Instagram and social media accounts?
He doesn't have any of those things. I'm like completely over that dude. So,
so you left the only other way to get in touch with him open.
To be honest, though,
interesting.
Here's the thing.
You have his fax line. You're gonna block his fax number too?
I don't think he has a fax.
Can you block his email as well?
I don't know what his email is.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, like, so when you block someone, does it tell the other person that you blocked them?
It should,
yeah,
shouldn't it?
Yeah, I think it, like, if you try to look them up, like, they can't. Look, I just blocked him.
Well, when you call a number, when you call a number and you're blocked, it'll tell you the number you are trying to call has blocked you and does not want to talk
really?
To you or something like that.
Well,
yeah.
when you go on Instagram and you block someone, you just can't see them anymore.
Yeah.
So that's what happens.
But I'm saying
there.
When you make a phone call to somebody that's blocked your number, the operator, the recorded voice, she is savage too. She's like, the number you were trying to call has either blocked your number or has decided they no longer want to speak with you.
I just imagine this is like Siri's voice.
Yeah, it's savage.
Yeah. But nobody liked that guy. And I still dated him, but it was hard. So, like, I want people to like the guy that I'm with.
How often
because he's
have
a reflection
you,
on me.
How often have either of you been in a relationship and your friends did not like the person you were with and you thought they were just jealous?
That I thought they were jealous?
Because 54% of the time. Say they've been told to stop dating somebody, but they think it was really just based on jealousy.
No.
No?
No, okay. Never.
The poll also found that men are less likely than women to care what friends and family think.
Yeah, oh, really?
But mom is still the one everybody wants approval from if they have to seek approval.
I was really surprised because the guy I'm dating now, like, my dad actually really likes him just from, like, a quick interaction. He was like, I get good vibes. He's not like the other losers you brought home.
I feel like your parents are different from my parents and Sarah's mom in that, like Sarah said, like, as long as you're happy, we're happy for you.
Oh, they're not like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're not like that.
I don't care if you're happy, Alexandra. He's a piece of shit. You heard my hesitation there. I debated whether or not I should say it.
Right,
but I went for the gusto. Yeah.
He's
a piece of human crap, Alexandra.
Yeah.
I don't care that he makes you happy and brought you Jonas Brothers tickets.
Yeah, they don't. They're very vocal if they don't like someone.
Yeah.
So. Right. Especially my Guyanese father.
Were they the same way with your sister and your brother?
Yeah, but... My sister, her husband is really like her first serious relationship. So like, good for her, mazel tov. Right. My brother, he dated a psychopath. Yeah, she was insane. It was good times.
On the your next parents, podcast.
Yeah. Can we get them in?
I wouldn't even try to reach out. She's crazy sauce.
All right. Well, thank you, ladies. And again, your homework. Coming up with the bros before hoes, but doing
for
it
guys
with
girls.
LGBTQ. Plus
I think we have to reach out to some of our LGBTQ friends
Sorry,
for this
mom.
Input.
Your
definitely.
Mom's
oh,
a lesbian,
yeah, ask
right?
my mom.
Can
there
you ask
go.
Your mom?
Yeah.
Tell
she'll
your mom that's her homework this weekend.
She can be the guest on the next podcast.
Great.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.